USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
All the jurors for Derek Chauvin's murder trial are seated. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. The 15th person was selected today. The trial is set to begin on Monday. The Supreme Court may reimpose the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bomber.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider reinstating the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Jakar Sarnaev, setting up a conundrum for President Biden, who said he opposes capital punishment. The court plans to review a decision by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Courts of Appeal for the First Circuit. The savage 2013 attack killed three Americans and wounded hundreds, with many permanently disfigured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alabama Republican Congressman Mel Brooks will make a run for the U.S. Senate. He made the announcement at a gun club in Huntsville last night. Brooks has been elected to Congress six times, winning by a landslide each time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
San Diego is stepping up to help with the surge of children seeking asylum at the border. A convention center that just finished housing homeless people said the pandemic will become a new temporary shelter for the next 3 months. Kids traveling without their parents are expected to stay there for an average of 30 days. In Texas, many illegal immigrant children are being held in temporary facilities. In Texas, Border Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar says HHS has to step up and help out regarding immigrants.
If Health and Human Services doesn't take this unaccompanied kids, then Border Patrol is just forced to stay with the kids for a longer period of time. And that's why we are seeing those packed facilities. We're not moving them out fast enough under Health and Human Services. And on top of that, the reason these pictures are important to show how packed they are, somewhere close by that same weekend, there were about 150 people that were released without a notice to appear. To me, that's unprecedented. How do you release somebody to the country without a notice to appear?
And finally, in the NCAA basketball tournament, the Sweet 16 field is set. The teams are off until Saturday, when the first game will be Oregon State versus Loyola Chicago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.